If you're like me, you can't get enough John Mulaney, and that's good, because during the Netflix Is a Joke Festival, John Mulaney is presenting a brand new show called Everybody's in LA. It's 6 live episodes created and starring John that will stream live on Netflix during the Netflix Is a Joke Fest. This is going to be an unconventional show with very big special guests. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in LA, debuting May 3rd, live at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, only on Netflix. Have you ever gotten ice cream from the supermarket and you scoop it out, but it just doesn't have that ice cream parlor taste? Well, guess what? Did you know you can find real, unbelievably creamy ice cream at the grocery store? Yeah, that's right. Tillamook ice cream is made with more cream, so you get smooth, dreamy scoops each time. I'm not going to lie, the flavors are delicious and in family-sized cartons. I love their vanilla bean. Vanilla bean, to me, is the way that you judge anyone's ice cream, and their rich vanilla ice cream made with real crushed vanilla bean seeds is delicious. Or their Oregon strawberry. Oh, I love it. Sweet strawberry ice cream with ripe Oregon strawberry pieces. So, so good. Plus, you got to check out their Mudslide flavor. It's smooth chocolate ice cream with a ribbon of rich fudge and chocolatey chips. Oh, it's so good. I got to go get some ice cream right now. Plus, you know you're in good hands with Tillamook brand. They make over 200 different dairy products, and the brand is farmer-owned and led by dairy experts. Boy, oh boy. I love them all, and you're going to love them too. Whether it's birthday cake, peaches and cream, mint chocolate chip, banana split, or cookies and cream, there is a flavor for you. Find Tillamook ice cream near you at Tillamook.com. That's TillamooK.com.
When was the last time I took a road trip? How many national parks could I hit in 2 weeks? What about hotels? Wait, hey, Erica, how much am I spending on travel?
When your questions about life turn into questions about money, there's Erica, the virtual financial assistant to help you spend, save, and plan smarter. Only from Bank of America. What would you like the power to do? Erica is only available in the English language. You must download the latest version of the mobile banking app, only available on select mobile devices. Your chat may be recorded and monitored for quality assurance. Message and data rates and additional terms may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Attention, Royalty Airlines passengers. This is your captain, Tall John Shear speaking. I'd like to welcome you aboard flight HDTGM Last Looks. We'll begin our journey today at Corrections and Omissions International Airport and travel all the way to the reveal of next week's movie. In between, we'll stop for 2 brief layover breaks, unless you've upgraded to Stitcher Premium seats. Then you'll have a smooth, nonstop journey. Along the way, my co-pilot Jason Manzoukas and I will be chatting about our favorite travel accessories, plus I'll share exclusive bonus content from our previous flight recording. If you look out the window to your left, you might even catch a glimpse of Lake Havasu. Anyway, I'll let our flight attendant Paul guide you through the rest of your journey. I hope you can sit back, relax, and enjoy today's in-flight entertainment, 2003's View from the Top.
This is the last look, but Paul's such a stand-up guy, he lets us all say goodbye to last week's film. See you later, gotta go, cheerio, ta-ta.
All right. Thank you, Captain Tall John, for that intro. Who says we still don't care? We're doing bits in Last Looks for you. And a big shout out to Quinn for that theme song. Thank you to our producer, Scott, for coming up with that idea. And now let me tell you this. We love your songs. We love them so much. If you have a song, send them to me at howdidthisgetmade@earwolf.com. Keep them short. You know the drill, people. Let's get into it. Last week, we talked at length about View from the Top, a movie that, according to Discord user Vinod S., should have had the tagline, The Mile Y Club. That's right, The Mile Y Club. All right, well, we had questions about View from the Top. I always want to say View at the Top, it's from the top. And, you know, we might have even missed a few things. Here's your chance to set us straight. Fact check us, if you will. It is now time for Corrections and Omissions.
Setting back fiction in a world of contradictions. Digging up the ugly truth is our stated mission. Sorting through the stinking pile of our suppositions. We stood up our, we like to call corrections and omissions.
Thank you, Casey Campbell, for that great theme. Let's go to the Discord. In the scene where Gwyneth confronts Mike Myers about her promotion, there's an odd slow pan across the frame photos besides his model planes, and the photos show Mike Myers posing with Sammy Davis Jr., Marty Feldman, and Peter Falk. What do they all have in common? Eye problems. So I guess those are his heroes? Also, Myers apparently hasn't aged at all since he took those photos in the 60s or 70s, or maybe he is immortal. By the way, subject 117, I like that he is immortal and he has to live with never being able to fly a plane. You bring up something interesting, which is this movie does not treat anyone with an eye issue with any respect. I mean, it is treated really aggressively like a joke, and putting Marty Feldman in there and Peter Falk, Sammy Davis Jr., all against their wishes. They didn't want to be in this movie. They didn't want their eyes to be part of comedy, but then they were. They did it all. Anyway, Birdie writes, I've been a flight attendant since 1996. My first manual for a small charter airline did have a weight chart dictating how much you could weigh for your height. During a training, we were told not to worry about it, and that rule was never enforced, as it was already a vestige of a prior error. I have heard stories from flight attendants that flew during that time that they would have to regularly weigh in at their headquarters and would get removed from the line if they were overweight. Hope this answers Jason's question. You know, interesting you brought that up. That is crazy. But also, what I will say is I have been on flights where they have moved around passengers like Jenga pieces to distribute the weight evenly on an airplane. That still is in the mix. I remember one time our flight got delayed from coming home and they put us on a small propeller plane, and it was all about weighing luggage and people, and I had to sit away from June. June had to sit up in the front. It was wild to see how much math was going on to just fly us across from one island to another, and we were scared shitless. Anyway, George Glass writes, I didn't understand the obvious solution to Gwyneth Paltrow's dilemma at the end. Why couldn't she just work for the first class international routes out of Cleveland? I mean, they go out of their way to say it's an international airport. She could have easily have done her routes and still headed home to Cleveland during her turnaround. Also, isn't one of the perks of being a flight attendant getting free personal travel? In the 2 seconds I considered that career, that was the allure. I guess you would have free personal travel, but I don't know if you could fly other people, or maybe when you... I know that back in the day, Rob Hubel's dad was a pilot, and he could fly his kids for free in the jump seats. I think they've gotten a little bit more strict with that, but I don't know if you could bring your whole family. You get personal travel, but yes, to your point, this movie makes no sense. The fact that she becomes a pilot is aggressively dumb. Anyway, let's go to the phones. Alex from L.A.
Hey, Paul. This is Alex from L.A. You're completely right about the small cheese pizza. I worked in a pizza place, and people who said that are, there's something wrong with them. I'm not sure what it is, but they are off. And I've asked before why they would say it, and they said because cheese isn't a guarantee. Nowhere did it say that the pizza would have cheese on it. Strange justification, but just thought maybe that would help from a former pizza slinger. That's it. Bye.
What are you talking about? Regular pie is a cheese pizza. If you're going to order something like a grandma pie, or you're going to order one of these fancy pies, that's where you get into like, oh, maybe it's more of a red sauce based, or, but that's fancy. Regular pizza. Regular cheese pizza? I don't know. Now I'm all confused. One large pizza, please. That's all I would say. Pizza is guaranteed to have cheese on it. The amount of cheese is different. And that's where I'm going to take you to task. Because every pizza has cheese on it. Everyone. Besides the square grandma pie. Anyway, Jenna from Atlanta, what do you got?
Hi, Paul. This is Jenna from Atlanta. I had to pause the podcast, a few from the top, just to answer this question because it seems so very important. Flight attendants at a certain airline that I work with, I create training for them. They have to have their hair pulled up above their shoulders. If they have longer hair, they have to be in a ponytail or a bun. And yes, the flight attendants, when they're even interviewing, do have their hair pulled up in a bun most of the time. Nobody has their hair down. You see it on campus all the time. Everybody's hair is up. So just wanted to give you that information. I love your show. Thank you so much. Love you, June. Bye.
Really? Wow. This is shocking. More details about what is going on in the flight attendant industry. We're talking about weighing and hair above the shoulders. I wonder, is that a safety issue? Jenna, you can't answer, but I'm going to ask that again to the world. This is Dan, a pilot from Georgia.
Hey, Paul, it's Dan calling from Georgia about a view from the top. I have a little context for that last scene. It still doesn't make any sense, but I can tell you as a pilot myself, she says that she is flying for Royalty Express and not Royalty Airlines, which implies that she's flying for a regional airline. Royalty Express is probably a subsidiary airline owned by Royalty, which you can actually get rated to fly for less than 1,500 hours. And they might have bases in smaller cities, places like Cleveland, for pilots to originate their trips from. So there was a little bit of intentionality there, but I don't think it really landed. Anyway, love the show. First time, long time.
Okay. So it does make sense, but not, it looks like the flight that she is flying is like a big, like a John Travolta 747. That it doesn't seem like that's a small little one, but I get what you're saying. Like maybe it's like a mom and pop thing. Like, oh, you fly a little bit, you do it. Like I know that the one time I was on a private jet, there was like a little bit of a, oh, I am the flight attendant and I'm also the pilot. Like they did some dual duties. Like at least the co-pilot did. I'm pretty sure about that. Anyway, we'll see. All right, let's take a phone call from Marcus from Niagara Falls.
Hey, Paul, it's Marcus from Niagara Falls, New York. I'm just calling because I noticed the soundtrack for View from the Top has a lot of songs that were familiar to everybody, but not by the original artist. You got Time After Time, not by Cyndi Lauper. You've got Celebration, not by Kool and the Gang. And you also have Don't Stop Believin' by a Journey cover band. I am surprised. And I'm a little let down that you didn't notice this one, Paul. All right, thanks. That's all. Bye.
Wait a second. What? I don't know how I missed that. How did I not know? Oh, wow. That bums me out. I mean, I know we talked about the song, but I didn't realize that they were all cover bands. Oh, brother, this movie gets better and better. Back to the Discord. All right, Mitch Kappa writes, I think it was a confusing choice to make Candace Bergen's character married to a rich builder. Was she so successful because she was the most famous flight attendant in the world, or was she married into money? Was the message the best you could hope for in that job was to meet a rich husband in first class? Well, by the way, that makes sense because being the most famous flight attendant in the world doesn't mean anything. That's not a thing. I'm sorry. Not even the most famous pilot in the world is a thing. Sully was that. And that's it. And he got that for saving people's lives. But he's like, it's not like he's like getting a salary bump. I think you're right. And I think this movie has weird morals. I think this movie was supposed to be a period piece. I'm almost confident of it. I've been thinking about this movie a lot. And I feel like this is supposed to be in an era, a bygone era. And then they realized, oh, you know what? That's too weird to do a period piece. It'd be too expensive. And they cheaped out. They updated it. And it doesn't make sense. Anyway, New Blue Goo writes, I have Estrotopia. It's the same type of, I'm going to mispronounce this, but strabismus eye disorder as Mike Myers' character. The movie's representation of how it affects a person was, not surprisingly, pretty bad. Yeah, thank you. Like when he'd point at one of his eyes and ask, oh no, is it this one? As if he didn't know which of his own eyes was turned inward. Or the way he would read stuff, which would give him double vision and some wonky depth perception. But he wouldn't need to stare at something super close from weird angles like he was doing. Also, it's a pretty correctable condition and not so debilitating as to keep someone from being a flight attendant. I wear glasses with a prism in one lens that forces the lazy eye straight, and I also had a surgery done to shorten one of the muscles in my eye. The only time where I related to Mike Myers' character was when he broke down about eye exams. Eye exams, eye exams. I hate eye exams too. Well, thank you, New Blue Goo, for giving us that perspective. Not that anyone was looking at Mike Myers as being a perfect representation of what Estrotopia is, but thank you for letting us know that it's not even based in any kind of research. Like, not even one iota. Maybe he would have a funny pair of glasses with a prism in it. You know, he could do that. But no, he didn't do anything besides, I'm going to cross my eye. That's my character choice. Anyway, Just Anna writes, did anyone else think that Gwyneth flying the plane at the end was not meant to be taken literally, but rather figuratively? Wait a second, Just Anna, what are you saying? Now she's the pilot of her own life. She's in control, and she has her co-pilot. Nothing else in the movie suggested she wants to be a pilot. It seems like an attempt to be quirky and uplifting rather than a plot choice. My gut is the ending tested flat. They needed something, so they threw in a cockpit and they had her turn back. Because if your point is right, then I believe her boyfriend slash husband, I don't know what they decided to be, Mark Ruffalo, would be the co-pilot in that scenario. But he wasn't. And if he was, then I would buy your ending. All right. So many great questions and omissions this week, but I can only pick one. And that's the one that really opened my eyes, that really helped me understand something that I didn't know. And you know what? What are you going to get for this? What are you going to get for illuminating me and our audience? You're going to get a great song from Casey Campbell. And this week, the winner will be New Blue Goo. New Blue Goo, thank you for shutting down Mike Myers' representation of Estertopia. And now you get to rock out to Casey Campbell's theme. Hit it!
You were the best thing that Paul heard today. So pat yourself on the back, 'cause that's all you're getting.
All right, if you want to submit a tagline like Vinod S. Submitted earlier in the episode, or you want to chime in with your own thoughts about this latest episode, hit up the Discord at discord.gg/hdtgm or call us at 619-PAUL-ASK. That's 619-PAUL-ASK. Coming up, Jason and I do a deep dive on our favorite travel gear. I mean, we're talking bags, people. We are talking bags. Plus, we're going to reveal next week's movie, and I will share an exclusive deleted scene from our View from the Top episode. So, stick around. Today's podcast is brought to you by Squarespace. I love Squarespace. I'm in the middle of trying to balance my business life and my real life. This work-life balance, it's tough. But Squarespace has been helping me by giving me the tools to reach my goals and have time to celebrate. That's right. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With the guided design system of Squarespace Blueprint, you can select from curated layouts to styling options optimized for every device. Get your website discovered fast with integrated optimized SEO tools. Plus, make checkout easy for customers with easy-to-use payment tools. You can accept credit cards, PayPal, Apple Pay. Plus, with Squarespace AI, you can explain what your site is about. You choose your tone and enter what you need to get auto-generated perfect text. Anyway, I love Squarespace. I've been building sites with them from the beginning. And when I launched my book, I said I'm doing it all myself on Squarespace, and I'm very pleased with it. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/bonkers to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. I recently went to the Telluride Comedy Festival, and I was sick and tired of staying in the same kind of cookie-cutter places, and I went on Airbnb, and I found a perfect spot for me and the family. We had an amazing time because we felt like home. Then I realized, wait a second, what if I could give that feeling to someone else? Yes, that's the best part. When you're away, your home could be an Airbnb. That's right. Many people host on Airbnb, but there are people who have never thought about it or didn't even realize that their space could be an Airbnb. Hosting can easily fit into your lifestyle, and you can make someone feel great and make a little bit of money too, because we all need a little bit of money. And maybe your talent or your gift to the world is having a killer place. So if you have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. When you travel, do concerns back home nag at you? Did you lock up? Did you leave a window open? Well, if they do, That's why you should invest in SimpliSafe Home Security today. That's right. For award-winning security and peace of mind wherever you go, SimpliSafe wants to be there with you by actually not going there at all, but staying at your house. Listen, Newsweek ranked it the best customer service in home security. Plus, it gives you whole home protection, sensors to detect break-ins, fires, floods, and more. Plus, a variety of indoor and outdoor cameras, no contracts, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. I'm going to tell you this. It's worth it for the peace of mind to know that when I'm on tour, when I'm out there in the UK, I can check in on my house. And with the time difference between LA and Europe, I loved having the 24/7 professional monitoring service in case something happened when I was asleep or not reachable. SimpliSafe has given me and many of my listeners real peace of mind, and I want you to have it too. Get 20% off any new SimpliSafe system when you sign up for Fast Protect monitoring. Just visit simplisafe.com/bonkers. That's simplisafe.com/bonkers. There's no safe like SimpliSafe. You might have noticed that every week we are doing something that we like to call Matinee Monday, where we pull an old episode out of the vault and re-release it. Right now, you could be listening to Mannequin 2 On the Move with Steve Agee, which asks the most famous question, where does the butt start? And then next week, we're going back into the shop, the repair shop, because we're opening the hood on our Fast and Furious franchise as we prepare for Fast 10 by releasing Fast 7 with Adam Scott. So keep on checking out those replays of classic episodes every Monday. So we are doing something a little bit different this week on Just Chat. Normally Jason and I just chat, but this week we decided to respond to some listeners calling in for advice. Seth Chatfield, play us in.
Is it this, or could it be that? A little swing of the cane, a little tip of the hat. No, it's Jason and Paul, just getting into it all in a segment that we call Just Chat.
Jason, I'm excited to do something with you because here on Last Looks, what we've been doing in the past, and I know that when you hosted Last Looks, you did the same thing. We listen to some voicemails. We give people advice. And I thought we give a lot of great advice about shows to watch, things to listen to. But maybe it's time for you and I to give people some real life advice. And
let's fix people's lives.
Let's do it.
They need it.
They're ready for it.
The audience is falling apart.
Now, I haven't listened to these. Scott, went through all of our voicemails, picked a couple, and I'm just going to tell you that the titles of them are getting me excited.
Great. Not even reading the titles, so will you read them aloud? Great.
Yes. Well, we will be hearing first from Chris in Pennsylvania, and the title is simply Luggage.
All right.
Hi, Paul. This is Chris. From PA. I went on a trip to a business conference last year, and all my luggage got destroyed. American Airlines or whoever they were, just destroyed. Inside completely blown out. I need new luggage. I'm going to the same conference this year. And I'm shopping around, and I thought, hey, maybe I could ask you and Jason, since you guys love your bags so much, for some advice. Just looking for some basic luggage advice for flying that'll, survive. Have a good one.
All right. First of all, Jason, he came to the right place. I'm going to say this. Thank God American Airlines is not a sponsor of the show. I don't know how I've never
got
had
destroyed.
That happen.
Destroyed. He said, got destroyed.
And said it like, well, I was just one of the unlucky people. Doesn't happen.
Like he came down to the luggage carousel and it was just like all of his clothes and everything was just spread all over the floor of the, like, destroyed?
Do you remember there was a commercial when I was a kid? I think it was for American Tourister luggage where they would have a gorilla jumping on like a suitcase.
Oh, that does sound familiar, but I don't quite. Yeah.
It was like behind the wall at the airport.
That's
just funny. A gorilla. But you and I would argue, went to one of the weirdest places to get our luggage. We were in Telluride, so we had to fly into Montrose Colorado, and they are doing airport work. So they basically just had us outside in the snow, and they would just pull up trucks and you never saw your luggage. We got to see the inside of how luggage is treated.
It's like when people put like a GoPro, turn it on in their luggage just to see how their bags get treated. And it's just hilarious.
And we got to see it up close. And I felt like that was the first time where I was like, oh, wow, you really get to see how manhandled these bags are. And that was also in front of like a live audience as we all are waiting for our bags. And they didn't even like hold back. But I've never had a luggage. I've never had a luggage break. I've never had that. Have you ever?
No. I haven't. I mean, I've had not in that context. I've had like a wheel break or a handle break or something like that. But never. I've never had anything get destroyed, as he said.
Well, I want to talk to you about this because I feel like you travel with untraditional large bags. Like, I know we both have our backpacks and stuff like that, but I feel like your large bags are not a traditional suitcase. Or I often don't see them.
Like my roller bags, you mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Or am I wrong on that?
No, I mean, they are pretty traditional in the sense that, like, I think we both, because of they were a sponsor on the show, have used the Away bags.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. So I've used those. I also use a roller Ramoa bag that is one of like the hard shell bags.
Yeah.
I like a hard shell.
Me too.
I think more and more because I'm traveling with stuff that I want to be a little bit protected.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think for Chris in
Pennsylvania, PA.
Pennsylvania, I would look at those Away bags. And there's another, you know what?
Bags are solid. They are solid. I would say bigger ones, not as good as the smaller ones.
Oh, I don't know about, I okay. don't know the, I only have the carry-on size.
See, I had the big one, and I had that same idea, like, oh, I really want a nice, big, hard shell bag, and I love the Away bags, but I got the big one, and I just felt it got banged up a lot, destroyed, and it just wasn't as solid. Now, I'll tell you this.
Go.
June spent a lot of money, and this is a thing that I won't even spend the money on, and you know, I love bags. She got herself a Tumi bag.
Yeah. Sure.
And that thing, she got the carry-on version of it, but it carries so much. It's almost like a bag made of packing cubes. Like you can kind of open it and do things to it. And I believe Jessica St. Clair also has one that's almost like a dresser. Like you pull it up. So I've seen those. I won't spend the money on those, but those are impressive bags.
Yeah. I have a Tumi bag, a roller Tumi bag for years that started to get a little old, but those are incredibly well-built bags. They are expensive. Like of the ones we're mentioning, like Tumi and Ramoa, these are more expensive bags. But
get one, you'd be good.
Well, that's what I was just gonna say. The idea of you're gonna travel in this, it's gonna get beat up, and luggage is something that it's gonna last for a very long time. You know, if you want it to, you can have that piece of luggage for the next 15 years if you buy a Tumi bag. You know, versus some of these other things that are maybe perhaps less expensive it's so funny. You and I just Googled the exact same thing.
Well, I was gonna say, because this is, people can't see it, but this is the bag that I have used, because we were talking about, like, and I'm like, what bag do I use that I really like?
Yeah.
And it's this Travel Pro Platinum Elite 25-inch expandable spinner suitor, which is a bag that I found off of Wirecutter, which is a website we use a lot. And it's not a hard bag, but it is a soft bag that I use. It has a hard
back.
Like a case. Yeah, hard bag, back and the sides. I love this bag. Like this Travel Pro, and it's $365 on Amazon. It's great. I am a big, big fan of this bag.
Yeah, these are great bags. Travel Pro, I mean, this is a company that's been making roller luggage forever, you know? Like do you remember when you started to see roller luggage bags?
That weren't just
for pilots? You know what I mean?
We lived in a stone age.
Yeah. You had like a real, like, I remember I had a suitcase, like a full, long, thin suitcase that had wheels on it. And that made no sense.
With a strap that you might put on like a dog
strap.
Or something. Yeah.
Yes. Oh my God. No, I think these are all great options that we're giving. And there's now, I believe, a couple of competitors to the Away bag that are also good, that I think also get well reviewed. The only thing I think about that is the idea of durability, lifetime durability, really.
Yes.
You know, I think that's really it. Like, like this Travel Pro or a Tumi bag or even some of the bigger, tougher Samsonite bags are going to last perhaps longer than an Away bag, maybe.
Well, and what I'll say about my Travel Pro.
I don't know if they're still a sponsor.
What? No, they aren't, and they haven't been for a while, so we can, you're listening to a very unfiltered opinion here. I will say this. I'm down to replace my Travel Pro every couple of years. I do a lot of traveling, as do you. So that gets a lot, there's something about this $300 bag that if I can get 3 or 4 years out of it, I'm happy to be like, and then I'll get a new one. Like I'll get a, like I will kind of
especially
replace
because,
it.
Especially because you travel so much.
Right,
you
exactly.
gotta like, for people, like we're on the road, we're doing a lot of dates a year, we're traveling a lot. These bags get destroyed over time, you know?
Yeah, they and will that, just get the wear and tear. Like I have a handle that was just sticky, did not know how to fix that. Like it melted or
I've
something.
I've had to get my handles replaced on bags before. And that is, I will say, that's a good thing about a lot of these companies, like we're talking about is, their customer service is very good. So if a wheel breaks off, you can just send it back. They'll send it to you. Like they'll do those repairs. They are so that they're interested in your bag lasting a while.
Yes.
There are a lot of now pretty solid gear companies like Patagonia now has a roller bag. Filson has a roller bag. Mystery Ranch has a roller bag. A lot of like high end gear companies now make roller bags that are pretty great.
I'll buy a bag from anybody. Like you turned me on to that. The bag that I love is, and I'll forget it. So tell me now, the guy from Mythbusters.
Oh, Adam Savage. Yeah.
Adam Savage,
like the tool bag. Yeah.
That tool bag is one, it's right here, is one of my favorite bags. And it's like, that is, I mean, that's not a travel bag, but like, I believe in anyone to like get a, like a bag, a backpack or a thing like that. I'll buy anything there. But for luggage, I want a company that's been around for a while. I want like, I don't know why I have an old fashioned opinion about it, but I'm like, you should be making bags for a bit.
I want somebody who understands bags.
Yes. I'm like, this is your business.
I understand and I can appreciate that. It's, you know, that's kind of, I a lot of the stuff I love is exactly that. They've been making these bags for years, like the Ramoa luggage, all that kind of stuff. But I get excited when I'm like, ooh, the Mystery Ranch is making like one of my favorite backpack companies. They're making if Tom Bin ever made a roller bag,
yeah,
I'd be all over it.
I would get
it.
That one. Mystery Ranch, I got to look at that. I'll tell you, the bag that really came in for me recently, and again, it's a backpack, is that Topo bag. I'm loving Topo backpack.
Topo makes a roller bag now, a soft shell roller bag that is very colorful. They're kind of bold colorways. I haven't seen it in reality. I've just seen it online, so I don't have any experience with it.
If you go to the Denver airport, there's a whole Topo
store there.
And I was, and like, this is the worst thing ever. We were coming back from vacation and my kids, they both got a stomach virus, but they got it. One of them got it on we were leaving on Saturday. Oh. One got it on Thursday. One got it on Saturday. Oh. And I was up. They were puking and shitting. And this is, you know, it's wonderful to be a dad. It's,
these
you know,
poor guys.
But when they're just like, bleh, like, you know, it's like, oh God. And I'm, you know, I'm like, I'm on my hands and knees getting everything up. But we were in the airport and my oldest son had just like, he hadn't puked for a while, but he'd gotten everything out of his system. I knew he'd gotten everything out of his system. And he was like, Dad, I gotta go to the bathroom. I'm like, hey, buddy, I know you got nothing in there. I was like, I'll go to the bathroom with you. And, you know, and I'm like, let's go. And then I saw that Topo store. And I was like, and he went and he's still not feeling good. I'm like, ah, buddy, you know what we should do? Like, let's go look at this Topo store for a second.
We should go look at these pouches, packing cubes, and backpacks.
I literally took, to his credit, he was like, he really liked the store. And I think it took his mind off of his, like, his just stomach.
That, I will say that that Topo store was ground zero for a norovirus outbreak.
He was wearing his mask. But it was such a funny thing. I was like, I never had seen a Topo store and I wanted to go in so bad that I took my sick child. I was like, I got it. Like, I've been cleaning puke off the floor for the last two nights. I need a moment here to look at some bags. And I couldn't even rest in the store. I was like, oh, Monica, man, a mental note. When I go through Denver again, I'm going to hit this Topo store. it was such a moment.
That's incredible. That's
so
very funny.
Stupid.
Travel is great, but planning for travel can be time-consuming and difficult. That's where OneTravel comes in. With One Travel, you'll find everything you need to book the perfect trip. Flights, hotels, cars, transportation, it's all right there. With One Travel, you can book online, via app, or even pick up the phone and talk to a travel advisor ready to help you make your selections. Visit onetravel.com/music or call 855-437-2154. Plan it, book it, live it. One Travel.
Take your family's best trip yet to Denver, where every stroll sparks a smile and where every moment becomes a memory. Where hikes at Red Rocks lead to sweet treats at Little Man Ice Cream. Where you can chase thrills at Elitch Gardens and enter new dimensions at Meow Wolf. It's where dinner always comes with a side of sunshine. Denver, always welcome. Plan your getaway at visitdenver.com/summer.
Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu. Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits, streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Now we're talking.
All right, let's. All right, so I think we gave him some good examples.
Yeah,
here.
I think in terms of like roller luggage or whatever, I think that's great. If you are in need of a backpack to accompany that, I'll just keep recommending Tom Bin the Cynic, either of the two Cynic bags, depending on how big you need a backpack to be.
My Tom Bin bag, they sent me one of these, and this is not, you know, like again, we talk about these bags. People have been very nice. Sometimes they'll send us a bag. I went on a day trip. I don't really do this. Gus and I went up to San Francisco together.
Oh, wow.
And it was super fun. We went to go see a Warriors
basketball
game. Basketball game. And I never had just packed a backpack.
Oh,
like,
the best.
Just, you know, and I was like, oh, this is so fun. Like this. Oh, like, yeah. And that bag.
Well, your hands free.
Yeah. And it was, I had everything and that gave me a different appreciation of how roomy that Tom Bin bag is for not only your clothes and your stuff and your toiletries, but also whatever things that you might need on an airplane.
Oh, yeah. And when you can get there, like, you know, Rick Steves, the travel guy, Rick Steves is big on this. When you can get to a point of single bag travel, a bag that will just fit on your back, that you can go any, like, that you could take any trip with, a week-long trip, but just with one bag, your hands free, that's the goal.
Well, the only thing that is really holding that up for me is lotions and liquids, whatever I need
Like,
and wires.
Shoes.
Once we, shoes. I forgot about shoes.
You know, if I could get away with having one, but I always want to have a pair of boots or I always want to have, you know, that's what kills me every time.
I want to have a gym shoe. I want to have
What is actually a great trip is that Tom Bin backpack and the Adam Savage bag.
Oh, that's nice. Right. Because you can kind of.
That's just those two. Because then you're really like, again, you can put the Adam Savage bag around your body, cross body.
Right.
And you are hands free.
Well, now I'll tell you this. Adam Pally taught me a trick. I was going away for a while. And, and that's when you really have to pack a lot of stuff, you know. And Pally told me that what he does is he takes a duffel and just puts all shoes in a duffel. Mm-hmm. And checks that. And that has been great because basically the duffel's small. It won't be a super heavy thing. You may have to pay for an extra bag or whatever. But putting all shoes in a duffel was a life changer for me because then I actually have all my bag space.
Yeah.
And the duffel was
I think
like,
that's very smart.
Yeah, it was a smart
Absolutely.
Little side move.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
All right, this is good. We really gave this person. I mean, look.
Oh, man. Travel chat with Paul and Jason.
I mean, look, people have been asking for it. And I know that you've done, like, people need to listen to you on Cool Up and Suchin's show.
Add to cart.
Because you really go on a deep dive.
We did a whole episode where I just talked about packing cubes and pouches and travel stuff just like this. The podcast is called Add to Cart. It's Cool Op's show, who's been on this show many times, and I'm going to do their live show in May, where we're going to talk about another round of travel stuff.
Well, I'm excited about that, and kind of get a little sneak peek of that. Can you talk to me a little bit about what you use for liquids? Because I have yet to find a good, like, if I'm putting like a moisturizer.
What do I put liquids in, yeah, or like, what do I put those things in? Like the liquid itself, like the little tubes?
Well, give me a let's go both ways. Like, yeah, like what, so what do you, yeah, what tube, do you know what tube brand you use? Or?
I mean, I use two different tube brands. Okay. Are they just called go tubes? They're just those tubes that everybody, okay, that you see.
Mine are always leaking. That's what I always have.
Well, okay, like, so I was just about to say, but okay, I started to have failure on the Human Gear one. Yeah,
okay,
the Human Gear, that company, okay, Human Gear. Oh, leave this open actually for a second. So the Human Gear, I like those. I like those, but they started to fail on me.
Right.
So I bought a set of the Nalgene ones.
Okay.
I also bought these Matador flat pack that are on this window. Those are great because they are very thin, and when empty, they disappear. They're insignificant, which is great. But they're a little bit of a headache to refill and clean and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So that bothers me a little bit about those. So right now, it's a mixture of the Nalgene, which are bulletproof. Those are great.
Okay.
And the Human Gear ones. And then it depends on how long I'm traveling for.
Yeah.
I have a number of different kinds of DOP kits.
Yeah, I got a few.
The one that I primarily use is the Peak Design one. It opens like a...
That this is the one. That's my guy, yeah.
Yeah, the big one. There's two now. There's a big one and a small one. I have the big one. I use that a lot. There's a couple of other ones. The Bellroy makes one that I've used. Topo has a pouch that I've just dumped stuff in sometimes. But mostly, I would say 99% of the time, I use this Peak Design.
I like this Peak Design. As somebody who's gone through a lot of DOP kits, the Peak Design has been the one that I have stayed with the longest. And I have no desire to switch it up.
I like all the internal organization.
Yes.
I don't like, especially for a DOP kit, I don't like just a big bucket that you throw everything into.
Yes.
I like having little places that I can put my toothbrush and toothpaste
in.
It's not mixed with everything else. Like little places that I can put all my little things so I know exactly where to go.
Can I tell you, maybe you told me about this, or maybe I found it myself. What I now have in my DOP kit, what I really like, is I have a small clothing line,
clothesline to dry your clothes. Yeah.
Yes. And because that has been a trick on the road or something like that. Like if you're, especially like when I go away with the family, if I have a bathing suit I need to dry or something like that, like to have one of those lines. Has really been, and it's a nice little plasticky, elastic thing. That's a no brainer. I like that.
That's a home run. Absolutely. Especially because like, you can put it someplace where you're going to remember it versus if you hang a bunch of stuff in like the shower, I will always forget that.
Oh, 100%. I have to always do an idiot check before I leave a room.
Oh, yeah.
Because
it's a full twice through.
Yeah, to get through.
Especially because I don't know if you do this.
Yeah.
I do this, though. When I get to hotels, I hide stuff.
You see, we've talked about our ways that we get into our hotels. So you don't trust that your stuff will stay safe, or you want to, like, okay, got it.
No, I hide stuff, and then I forget where I hid it sometimes.
See, sometimes I need to write down stuff. If there isn't a safe,
and I have passport and, you know, I'm going to hide it someplace so that if somebody comes in and just grabs my backpack and takes off, my stuff isn't in there. You know what I mean?
By the way, if you want to see the June special, what always happens and makes me laugh every single time, June will get all of her stuff in the safe. And guess what? Safe door, wide open.
Oh!
Never blocks it.
Oh, wow.
Everything is in there.
Yeah.
Doors never...
But then it's just that last step really, really it gets her, huh?
I look at it all the time. I'm like, June, you want to lock the safe? Like, because I also, when we're talking about like passports and things like that, or like money or like a little, small things, I hide too. I hide. And I have little methods and things like that I keep them, you know. But yeah, June will keep that safe door open. And that the reason why I don't use a safe often is because if June goes in there, she'll leave it open, and then they will defeat the purpose of the safe. The other thing that, I was just thinking about, let me ask you this question.
And
this is maybe a question we've never talked about, and I've never brought it up publicly.
Exclusive.
I am prepared to be shamed. But a big debate between June and I is that when we go away, she and the kids bring a pair of pajamas for every single night that we are away. And
Wait, hold on, time out.
Yes.
Different pajamas?
Yes. And I'm like, Jin, they don't need seven pairs of pajamas.
Wait, whoa. I need you to, okay, yes. Wait a minute. Just for clarification, mm-hmm. When you're at home, mm-hmm. Do the boys wear a different set of pajamas every night?
Yes.
Okay, got it. Okay, so this is
I'm also, got I'm it, got also it. Not a fan of this.
Got it. Like, okay, so that makes a little more sense, even though I think it's nonsensical. It makes a little more sense in that it is keeping up their normal routine.
Well, okay. The only reason why there's a routine there is like, because Jean's like, no, you never wear pajamas twice.
What? I'm
like, what are you talking about?
Can I ask you a follow-up question?
Yeah.
Are they? Oh, wow. Okay. Because, I mean.
This is great for me. I've never brought this up.
Does June do that? Like, do you never wear pajamas?
No.
In the chat, do people do that? Like, because I wear pajamas and I don't wear pajamas. I wear like just a pair of shorts to bed, lightweight shorts.
Molly talks about what I did when I was a kid. You put your jammies behind your pillow, and then when you're done, you wear it the next day or something. Like,
okay, so some I would never put my jammies behind my pillow.
I know that would probably, when I was growing up, like my grandma used to do that, I have a whole line of my own pajamas that are, that are, sometimes they're shorts, sometimes they're like a pant, you know, I have some comfy shirts that I like, but Can I ask you a question? Yeah, sure.
When you are traveling, now, obviously, when you're like touring or on the road, this isn't applicable, but how often on the road when you're staying at a hotel or whatever, are you doing laundry at the hotel?
Well, I mean, I'm a laundry fiend. Because
I am too, and that has been one of the ways that I've reduced how much I bring.
Oh, yes.
I'm just going to send laundry in the middle of this trip, and then I can pack half as much.
You see, that's really smart. I'm never quite sure when I'll be able to do it, and then I'll get on a high horse about, I've got to pay $4 for a fucking pair of socks. I get angry.
Oh, yeah.
The thing that I learned from a friend of ours and a friend of the pod, I won't name him because I don't know if he wants me to say this. It's not even that scandalous. But I used to itemize all those things, uh-huh. and he was like, why are you doing that? I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, you got to itemize. He's like, no, throw all that shit in the bag. They do that for you. And since then.
Wait, what?
Like, you just put all that shit, like whatever you want in the bag, and they itemize it for you, and then they give it back to you. And I've never itemized since then, and it all comes back, and it's perfectly done. And I'm like,
whoa.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so that's interesting. I mean, I do it, and it always stresses me out because I'm like, oh no, I put all the check marks in the wrong column,
100%.
And oh no, and then I'm trying to tally it up. Well, you know, I'm like, that's two underwears.
I was expressing this frustration why I didn't do laundry in hotels, and he's like, what do you mean?
Oh,
and
that's funny.
He's like, just put all the shit in the bag.
All right, I'll try it.
They're not washing your stuff with anybody else's. So when they're
I agree.
But anyway, so we got that. The pajamas every night, like that to me,
that's crazy.
Crazy.
That feels like an enormous amount of space being taken up with.
That's what I'm saying.
An unnecessary amount of pajamas. If you're going away for a week,
that's 14 pairs of.
Yeah. You only need one pair of pajamas for a week, and you wash them midweek.
Yeah, and so, like, I'm talking about this. So you go, like, okay, so kids are wearing... So I have two kids. Each have seven sets of pajamas, so that's 14.
This is crazy. This is a t-shirt. Well, Can we make a t-shirt that just says seven sets of pajamas?
I mean, this is the battles that I get into with June, because June and I were raised in different ways, and there's a certain part of me that I will refuse to fight these battles anymore.
Oh, sure.
When she looks at me and says... No one ever wears their pajamas more than once.
Wow.
I was like, that's like Tobey Maguire doesn't wear an underwear more than once kind of like lifestyle that I can't.
Wait,
like,
what is that?
Oh, this is a whole thing. This is, and I think publicly known.
Tobey Maguire
never wears the same pair of underwear
He treats underwear as if they're disposable.
Yes. He's like, it's too gross. And then apparently that is something that a lot of people share. And they're like, oh, yeah. No, I don't wear my underwear twice. And then I offered up here to Last Looks. I was like, can someone do the math on this? Can we figure out how much a year are we spending in underwear? And if you buy it in bulk, is it a better thing? I don't know.
You've got to figure that Tobey Maguire is not like, or maybe he is because it's disposable. I was going to say, you've got to assume he's buying nice underwear. He's not just buying like, you know, or Fruit of the Loom cotton briefs in a 12 pack. Or is he?
See, that's my thought.
He might be.
Because it's the one wear. It's one and done. You know, so in that way, whip them on, whip them off. That might be the best way to wear Fruit of the Loom. The elasticity is great.
I wonder it what feels that, good. That's an interesting, I'm but so I suggestible. I feel like in 2 years, I'm going to be like, remember when you told me that Tobey Maguire thing? I'm doing it. You're like, I feel
right,
like
I found the right
it could be
thing.
So
I
easy.
The right bulk.
Yeah. It could be so easy for me to tip into that where I'm like, oh, yeah, no, I order 500 pairs of underwear from, like, Tommy John at a time.
Oh, here. So 72 pairs of, this is from Shane Ludke, saying 72 pairs for $144 or $730 per year based on cheap underwear. Okay, so that, I mean, we don't know what brand
that
is.
Let's say that Tobey Maguire is probably spending, if he's getting nicer than that underwear,
right,
he's probably spending upwards of $2,000 a year in underwear, which for
is
him
nothing, a drop in the
is,
bucket.
Yeah, for Spider-Man is a nothing.
And those are Gildan boxer briefs. And I'll say that Gildan makes
good
stuff.
Listen, when Maguire is concerned, you know, when it comes to underwear, he plays by Cider House rules.
Oh, here, you can buy it. You can actually buy it in,
Paul, but the chat window for this underwear site would like to know if you need any help.
Hey, I'm looking. I give more than 72 pieces of underwear.
What a creep! What a creep! This chat, this AI chat. Hello,
$2.
As we're looking at underwear. Hey, would you like to talk about our products?
By the way, $2 a pair. I wouldn't
see. I feel like that would make $2 a pair. I'm like, oh, that's going to give me a rash.
Right. I mean, look.
Allegedly,
Gildan. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt, but I'm going to also say if you wear it once. But here's the other thing. Would you wear underwear right out of the package?
Never. Oh, no.
I
don't wear anything out of the package. I wash everything
pants.
That arrives. If I get a new...
Jeans?
No. Never okay. jeans. Never. I'm sorry. That's a good point. No. I mean, like...
What are you doing with jeans? Are you doing anything with jeans? Are you putting them in the freezer? Okay.
I'll put them in the freezer. I'll put them in the freezer or I'll spot wash them if I spill something you know what I mean? Something like that. Sometimes I will do, I'll soak them in the tub.
Okay.
And then hang them dry.
Yeah.
But no, I never wash them. But truthfully, I don't do much, you know?
Yeah. I know. That's what I feel. And some of them, like, is that bad? But now I'm like, no, I think that's the way they're supposed to be.
I think that's pretty, if you know, as long as you're not living like a monster and like Tobey Maguire just shitting up the jeans, I don't know what he's up to.
I mean, look, it seems to me like June wearing different pajamas every night, something is built into you as a child.
Yes.
Where you're like, or you have built into something where you're like, and this is it. This is like, my idea of fame is blank. My idea of... there's something switched and that's where you live now, I think.
Yeah, it's interesting. Yeah, I think you're right. It is very related to how you grew up because when I grew up, pajamas were not even really a thing after I was a little kid.
Yeah, no.
Well, I didn't have pajamas into my adolescence or young adulthood.
The only real difference, like my pajamas have always been a pair of like gym shorts and a t-shirt. Right?
Exactly. That's what I mean. Yeah.
Now, where I've expanded is when it gets in the colder months, I have like a pair of like longer, like a comfy pants, like a loungy pant I might wear. And often that's really a basis of just like running around with the kids. And sometimes I'm like, oh, I don't want to just be in my short shorts, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, but that's all it is. And it's not matching t-shirts. And sometimes you'll find these really comfy shirts. And I got a nice collection of like comfy
shirts.
Every
once in a while, like I will see a pair of like pajamas, like proper pajamas that look great. Or somebody once gifted me a pair of pajamas that were really, you know, very nice, fancy pajamas. I cannot sleep in pajamas. I wake myself up because I'm like all twisted and turned in the pajamas.
Oh, yeah.
Like I feel trapped in them, you know?
I like the idea of it. Somebody has really told me that these pajamas made by Lake. Lake pajamas are supposed to be fantastic. June has a pair of Lake pajamas.
Okay.
I read an article about Lake pajamas. But I think for men, I feel the same way. When I'm putting on like a when I'm buttoning it down and I look like I'm in a Dickens Christmas Carol or something like that, I don't like a button down shirt. I want to wear.
Oh, you know what I could get on board for,
what?
Though? A giant long sleep shirt.
Ooh, I could do that.
I feel like I could do a sleep shirt that's like goes to my knees.
That's kind of like that old school, like I feel like girls used to wear that, like, or that was like the way that I said, yeah.
Like, but sleep like shirt is the nice. Way you just described Dickens, I'm picturing like a Scrooge level.
Does anyone have sleep shirts? Let's get some. I thought you were going to wear a sleep hat. And I was like,
wow, that would be interesting. No, a sleep shirt would be very interesting to me because I feel like I'd probably still get twisted and turned in it.
One of the, I produced a show with a Lonely Island called Party Over Here, and it was
so funny.
It was so fun, and we had a great time. And Nick Weiger and Jessica McKenna wrote this sketch, or I don't want to misname it.
Nick
maybe it
was Weiger from The Doughboys, Jess McKenna Off Book, rather.
Off Book, so funny. Or maybe Heather Campbell wrote, I don't know, Heather Campbell, great from How Did This Get Played? Anyway, great people wrote this.
Murderers Row on that show.
Yeah, just hilarious people. And we were told when we made the show that we couldn't have any sketch over 30 seconds over 60 seconds, which really dinged us because we had to cut all of our sketches down. Yeah. So we had to do two best of episodes in our first season because we didn't have enough material because of all that. But we still managed to get some really funny stuff through. And I still think in the 60 seconds, it would have been great if we just had a little bit more air.
Wow.
But there is one sketch that Jess did that I loved. It was the premise was she was like, she worked at Vice and she's like, what's up, everybody? I'm from Vice and this is the newest shirt. And it was, the shirt was so big and she was showing how big the shirt was. And so she goes into it and she could never get out of it because the shirt was literally like the size of the stage that we performed on. Like, so she was constantly crawling through the shirt, trying to find the head hole. And it was, the visual of that still makes me laugh. It's so funny. And the benefit of that is you can never see it because Fox eliminates it from every anything.
What a mess. What a fucking mess.
It's so stupid. Why are we taking it down? Anyway, Jason, we answered a question. I think we should do this again. We got great phone calls. Keep on calling us and we'll wrap this one up and we'll see you next time.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you, Jason. In place of Paul's helpline, Jason and I will continue to answer listener calls from time to time on Just Chat. So if you want advice from Jason and I, then give us a call at 619-PAUL-ASK. And to all of you singer-songwriters out there, send us those songs that had this get made at earwolf.com. Now that we got View from the Top out of the way, let's talk about next week's movie. We are going from Mike Myers to Bike Tires. Yeah, you heard me. That's right. We are watching the 2004 motorcycle action movie Torque, starring Martin Henderson, Ice Cube, Jamie Presley, and How Did This Get Made? All-star Adam Scott. Here is a short breakdown of the plot. A biker returns from Thailand to set things straight with his girlfriend, but he's framed by a rival biker gang for the murder of another gang member's brother. Boom. Complicated? Yes. Get it? You have to, unless you've been hit in the head multiple times with a steel pipe or choked out by a motorcycle chain, which actually happens in this movie. Rotten Tomatoes gives Torque a 22% on the tomato meter, and Sheila Johnston from the London Evening Standard says, shot like a feature-length commercial, Torque is as bright and shiny and inconsequential as a chrome hubcap. Ooh, nasty, Sheila. Listen to the trailer.
A world of speed. A game of risk.
I can smash you right now.
A man of action.
You ain't gonna like how this ends.
On January 16th.
Whoa.
The only way to survive.
I'm on his head by midnight.
This just keeps getting better and better.
Is to break every rule. Torque.
You messed with the wrong chick.
Looks like you did.
Rated PG-13.
You can rent Torque on Apple TV, Prime Video, YouTube, or Google Play. I encourage you to check out Hoopla or Canopy, which are digital media services offered by your local public library that allow you to consume movies, TV, books, everything, comics for free. That is it for the show. Please remember to rate and review us. It helps. And if you listen on Apple Podcasts, make sure you are following us Visit us on social media at HDTGM for commercial-free access to How Did This Get Made in our entire archive and so much more. Sign up for Stitcher Premium for a free one-month trial using the code BONKERS. And a big thanks to our producers, Scott Sani, Molly Reynolds, our movie-picking producer, Avril Halley, our engineer, Alex Gonzalez, our publisher, July Diaz, and Jess Cisneros, who makes our amazing social media videos. We will see you next week for Torque. But before we go, I thought I'd share with you a bonus deleted scene from our View from the Top episode.
It also seemed like Cleveland and Nevada, no offense to Cleveland, but are so similar to me. Like those periods of her journey felt similar, felt the same, stakes-wise, you know? Right. And right. I was like, I'm not sure why we're still playing this. I don't understand why we're here.
Well, we're here for the intrigue. We're here for the this is what I was talking about with Stanley Kubrick. We're here to see what does it take to become a steward.
Where's the militia in this movie?
Well, they are the air militia. They're protecting us. They are the only people keeping us in the sky from our own device. We would go crazy, open up doors. They're up there protecting our skies.
Are you suggesting that the flight attendants and pilots are a loosely militarized private militia?
It's what, you know what, look on the dark web, you'll see it. People don't want to admit it. It's right in front of our faces, people.
I do believe Paul's background, like, if you were
dark web.
No, I think Paul's right, actually. Like, I've thought this through sometimes up in the sky. Like, if shit were to go down up there.
Yeah.
Yeah, we would all get in order behind Christina Applegate, Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh, yeah.
And we would. Like, yes, you'd absolutely.
Have to. Absolutely.
When it comes to family vacations, there are a million different trips you can take. You can get your own trip to Texas. Or if you prefer a vacation from your family, you can always get your own leave the kids with grandma. Yay! Trip to Texas. So go to traveltexas.com/get your own for the only trip to Texas that matters. Yours.
Travel is great, but planning for travel can be time-consuming and difficult. That's where One Travel comes in. With One Travel, you'll find everything you need to book the perfect trip. Flights, hotels, cars, transportation, it's all right there. With One Travel, you can book online, via app, or even pick up the phone and talk to a travel advisor ready to help you make your selections. Visit onetravel.com/music or call 855-437-2154. Plan it, book it, live it. One Travel.